Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
An acquaintance of mine was traveling with his family and to reach an engagement where he was performing had to drive overnight. You probably know the hardest time to stay awake is when the gray streaks of dawn pierce the eastern sky. Thurlow was fighting sleep as the family began to wake up. A little 4-year-old girl in the back seat rubbed her eyes and out of the clear blue said, "Mommy, when is Jesus coming back?" No one had said anything about the return of Jesus Christ. But some way the light in the eastern sky reminded the little child of something she had heard, and she thought that surely the sky would be something like that when Jesus returns. A very surprised mother blinked and then said, "Well, Jesus could come back any time." "Any time?" remarked the little girl. "When's any time?" Pausing for a moment to get fully awake, the mother said, "Any time could be today or tomorrow or even this morning. Any time is just any time." Nobody said anything for a few minutes. Then the little girl said, "Mommy, better comb my hair, 'cause if Jesus could come back any time, I'd better look nice for him." Out of the mouths of babes come some great truths. The question of any time grows greater with every world conflict in the Middle East, as the players on the chessboard reshuffle, making us ask the question, is this it? Is Armageddon just around the corner? Could this conflict lead to the return of Jesus Christ? Now, Christ was very clear when he said that no person could set a date. You'll find his words in that great passage we call the Olivet Discourse when Jesus talked about his return. In the context of the fact he is coming back, he said, "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." A lot of folks, though, have never gotten the message. For example, in 1914, followers of Judge Russell, better known today as Jehovah's Witnesses, expected Jesus to literally return. Thousands of them went to a certain place dressed in white, expecting the event to take place right then. But it didn't happen in 1914. In Hertford, England, in early December of 1968, the paper read, "The world is definitely coming to an end on Wednesday, December 11, 1968, at noon precisely. A full report will appear in this paper on Friday." In 1969, Elizabeth Steen, a 28-year-old Richmond, California housewife, predicted the end of the world on April 14. On that day, 10,000 people gathered in Union Square in San Francisco, expecting the world to come to an end. It didn't end then either. Okay, you say people have been wrong, but does that mean the event will never take place? Long ago, Peter said, "First of all, you must understand that in the latter days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, 'Where is this coming he promised?'" Peter continues to say that God's timetable is different than ours, but that eventually he would return. It's true, nobody knows the day or the hour. Yet scholars are in agreement that the Bible gives clear direction as to the season or the era. The signs are pointing to that return. Think about it, friend. It's sooner than you think. In spite of what Jesus said, it is quite amazing to me how some individuals will continue to say, "This is the day or the year when it will happen." We do know one thing for sure. We are closer to it than we have ever been before. I'm Harold Saleh, and I'd like to invite you to print out the entire series, 5 programs. Go to our webpage at guidelines.org, and we'd like to hear from you too.